The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd in Washington, and here's a look at what's happening in entertainment. Artists and audiences in New York City will soon have access to a giant stage that can morph into different shapes so designers and performers can customize the building to their art. The Shed, as it's known, is being built on Manhattan's West Side, and as VOA's George Putich explains, the space will invite visual and performance artists to experiment with a transformable stage in which they can present their art.
The main part of the Shed is a giant 36-meter-tall canopy, which is a part of the main building. It can slide away to expand the covered space to twice its size. The movable construction sits on six 1.8-meter wheels mounted on rails, each powered by a 15-horsepower electric motor. Full extension would take approximately 15 minutes. One of the architects, Liz Diller, says a flexible stage opens new possibilities.
Here, we don't know where the stage is. It could be above you, below you, to the side. You could be standing, walking, flying through. It's unscripted, and this is really the main idea here. We wanted to make a big toolkit for creative people to do whatever they wanted.
The Shed's steel frame will be covered by translucent plastic bubbles. In retracted mode, it will leave a plaza suitable for public events such as nighttime movie projections. While fully extended, it will offer several different stage and audience configurations that can change in a matter of minutes, says another of its architects, David Rockwell.
It is temperature controlled, sound controlled, light controlled, open to the city, not open to the city.
Combined with space in the main building, the Shed will have room for up to 3,000 people. Its associate director, Laurie Beckelman, hopes the Shed will inspire artists to creatively use its possibilities.
It's been an enormous undertaking, and it's people that believe in the future of the city, and people who are hopeful and want the city to really thrive, and the culture is a major, major part of it.
No firm opening date is scheduled, but builders of the Shed say they hope the first performances will start no later than spring of next year. George Putich, VOA News.
To see video of the Shed under construction, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.